everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of TLC Talk on the Sarah Fraser Show. Look, you know, I bring you every single Wednesday all the hottest, everything that's going on in the TLC universe. And today, I'm very upset. I'm going to get right to it, actually, because a lot of people, I tease this on my TikTok, and a lot of people have been DMing me, what's going on? I have been blocked by a major TLC star. And I'm upset about this. I'm actually upset about this because this person is like the Brad Pitt of the TLC universe. And I'm not joking. I had a vision that this summer I was going to drive to this person's home. I was going to sit down with them and their family, and I was going to have my Barbara Walters 2020 moment. I was going to, sit down with their family. I was going to get the first exclusive. And it will not be happening because, you guys know, Tammy motherfucking Slayton has blocked me, okay? She's blocked me on TikTok. I can't see any of her shit. And I want to know, first of all, I want to know if I should email her, and ask what I did wrong, if I should just let it be. And by the way, everybody always wants to know Sister Wives Tea now on my Wednesday show. I have Sister Wives Tea. More coming out about David Woolley and Christine Brown's relationship. Also, one of the sister wives is looking for a date. You could be it. She was soliciting in public. She wants to date perhaps a viewer. And we now know when the new season of Sister Wives is coming out. I have been blocked by Tammy Slayton from 1,000-Pound Sisters. I had dreamt I was going to go to Kentucky. I was going to drive to KY. I've been to Louisville. I was going to drive down to, where do they live in Kentucky? I don't even know. Like, anyway, wherever it was. I was going to head into that house. I was going to meet, I was going to hug, Caleb Willingham, her husband, and T. Slayton and Tammy. And Amy was going to be there and telling me about her divorce. And Chris would roll in and Amanda, and I would interview the whole family, and it would be a Barbara Walters moment. Bitch has fucking blocked me. What? What did I say? Now, look, here's the thing. Here's what I think I said. So I had done a video a while back, and it's still on my page, and I'll tell you why. So I had done a video a while back. It has 7.7 million views on TikTok. And it was a picture of Tammy Slayton months ago when it was like she was beginning to leak a little bit of her weight loss. And I had spoken to somebody on the show. I'd sent the picture, and the picture is filled with a lot of filter. She has a filter on. The filter makes her eyes look bigger, her face look skinnier, the whole body, transformed. I had messaged somebody on the show. I said, is this what Tammy's weight loss looks like? And they said, no, it doesn't look like she's lost that much weight in real life. I think she's got a bunch of filters on the picture. So I did a video and I said, this picture is fake, not of my lips, but my lips are kind of fake because I've had filler. I said, but of Tammy Slayton. And I did not do a good job of saying, look, she's lost a tremendous amount of weight. What's fake about the photo is the filters. And maybe the angle is like a little deceiving, right? Instead, I just put it up there and I said, this picture is fake. Well, everybody came for me. Bitch, hold on. I got to move my light. My lighting is not very good here. Let me move my lighting here. Okay, I think that's better, right? Is that a little bit better? Okay, yeah. Everyone goes, bitch, that's her. She's lost so much weight. You're a fucking hater. Da, 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 da. So, okay. So I confirmed, and it was weird. I'm getting at this because people said she posted this picture on TikTok. So I kept looking. This is how like dumb I am about people blocking me. I kept looking. I was like, God, I don't see her. She doesn't have a TikTok. Like, what are you guys talking about? She hasn't posted on her TikTok. So I did an apology video and people were like, you don't mean it, because if you meant it, you would take down the video. Well, by that time, it had already been seen 5 million times and saved by like literally 2,000 people, okay? So I didn't take it down because people have already screen recorded it. They're just going to post it as the hater saying, oh, you're a hater anyway. You're the hater that you are. So I didn't take it down because people have already saved and screenshotted it and copied it. So I did an apology video and that got like 2 million views, and the video remains up because so many fucking people have already screenshotted it. Yeah, I can take it down now. I mean, it's been up. I don't know why. It's so stupid to me when people, I guess when they retract tweets and stuff, but then people have already screen grabbed the tweets and then People already post about it. And I think someone's already posted it on Reddit calling me like a see you next Tuesday or something, whatever. So I'm like, if it's already on Reddit, why am I taking it down, you know? And I've apologized. Like, okay, it wasn't, it was her. The filters threw me off, but she has lost a significant amount of weight. So I think she actually blocked me before that video, but that video might have solidified it. That might have been like, once she saw that, she might have been like, oh, this bitch is double blocked. So I don't know. Should I email Tammy? I do have her email address, and I'm sort of wondering if I should email Tammy. I mean, everyone has her email address. It is on her TikTok because obviously I like said to my husband, Schman, I go, bring up your TikTok. Are you blocked by Tammy? Schman is not blocked by Tammy yet. Should I email her and ask her what I did? Should I say, you know, Tammy, I'm the biggest Tammy Slayton stan. Like, I love that bitch. Like, she is a fucking TV icon. Iconic. She and, you know, Amy, I mean, how many sayings of theirs have gone viral here on TikTok? Like, you don't know, Amy. You don't know what it's like. I mean, she's like such an icon. She and Dr. Now. I would do anything to meet Dr. Now and the sister, all of them. So I don't know. Do I let it go? Send an edible fruit basket. Okay. By the way, I'm live on TikTok as well. For all my people listening to the podcast episode going, who are you talking to? Well, myself. I would talk to myself. But Brandy says, send an edible fruit basket. I would send her one. I love her. What do you have to lose? You're actually a cheerleader for her. Lori says, just say, hey, I think we had a misunderstanding. Congratulations on your weight loss. I thought you were really nice about it, actually. I just joined. Who are you talking about? I'm talking about Tammy Slayton from Thousand Pound Sisters, who has blocked me. Let's start a GoFundMe for you to go to Kentucky. I can be a therapist for TLC. Caesar, that's a great idea. Caesar, I'm in. Let's do a GoFundMe for me to go to Kentucky and interview them, and you could be a therapist. Girl, you sound obsessed. I would have blocked you, too. Well, Debbie, go for it. I would never have guessed that it was Tammy Slayton. I thought it was somebody else. People thought that I was blocked by Peyton Brown, the Sister Wives. People think I've been blocked by rejection is God's protection. Oh, do you think God's protecting me from Tammy Slayton? Well, thank you, God. Hey, girl. Hey, the DMV misses you. Love having you here. Oh, my God. Well, I love you. The DMV will always be my number one home. What TLC person blocked you? Tammy Slayton. Are you upset? Yeah, I am, because I love Tammy so much. Like, honestly, if now at this point, because I know most of the Plath family, I think, is mad at me because I had Max Kohlschmidt on, who was Mariah's ex who cheated on her. Again, I thought Max had the right to tell his side of the story. A bunch of them unfollowed me after I had Max on. So if they blocked me, I wouldn't be shocked, right? It wasn't Micah Plath. But Tammy's, I actually love Tammy. Like, I rally for her. I did a video when people were saying she was dead. I go, girlfriend is not dead. Stop doing that. She duetted me at one point. I thought we were making progress. All right. I'm getting a lot of comments here. Okay. I thought you all were friends. I thought we were friends too. But I guess I'm going to email her and just say, hey, I feel like we had a misunderstanding. What can I do? I'm a huge fan. And then I'm going to do the GoFundMe to go to Kentucky and see if I can interview. That's like my Barbara Walters moment. Like, I actually would be so nervous if we went to Kentucky and I sat down with the entire Slayton family. I'd freak out. I'd be so nervous. I'd be sweating. I'd have horrible armpit odor. So anyway, if you have any advice for me on my Instagram at the Sarah Fraser Show, you can DM me or you can tell me here on TikTok what you would do. I have been banned on TikTok, blocked by Tammy Slayton, who no longer wants to be friends with me. Other Thousand Pound Sister news, and then we'll move on to Sister Wives because there's lots to talk about there. Michael Slayton, it's not Michael Slayton, but Amy Slayton's husband, Michael, has filed for divorce. Like, he beat her to it. He filed for divorce this week. It's official. Amy Slayton's husband, Michael Halterman, filed for divorce in Kentucky. Amy Slayton is 35 years old. Michael is 40 years old. 1 year to the day after they welcomed their second child, Michael has officially filed for divorce in Kentucky. The reason for the filing was not released yet. A lot of people are speculating about what's going on in that household. I have heard that basically Michael wasn't doing jack shit. Amy's the breadwinner. Amy's trying to take care of the kids. And little old Michael was not pulling his weight. So they have been together, by the way, since high school. They married in 2019 after dating for several years prior to the reality show. There you have it. So they are officially, he has officially filed for divorce. Isn't that shocking? To me, 1,000-Pound Sisters has as much tea as Vanderpump Rules. It really does. I mean, was Michael Halterman seeing somebody else? We don't know yet. We don't know all the was Amy seeing someone else? I don't know. It just seems fishy, right? It all went south over what? He's like lazy as fuck. Now that'll do it. I mean, that will do it. People will divorce you over that. You gotta carry, you know, you gotta pull your own weight. But that was kind of shocking. So he filed for divorce just a few days ago in Kentucky. Damn. All right, let's talk sister wives, and then we will talk. Did I have some Micah Plath dirt? No, not really. Michael, what? Oh, 1,000-Pound Best Friends. I had some stuff on that. All right, sister wives. So are you looking to date a sister wife? Who do you think is looking for a date live on their social media? Well, it would be Mary went live for an hour. You know, she goes live with her friends on her Instagram lives all the time. Have you seen these? I watch a little bit, but sometimes it's so boring. Anyhow, Mary went on her live. She's getting ready to go to a fundraiser event coming up, and she's looking for a date. It's a 1980s-themed prom party, and she wants a date. And can I just tell you, I wouldn't be surprised if she starts dating a viewer. I'm just saying a lot of people on television end up with viewers. Or like people that work on the set. Candy Burris. Candy met Todd. Todd was a camera guy, an editor for Bravo. So Mary is looking for a hot date. If you want to hit her up on Instagram, she is soliciting. But so far she's not a lesbian. She keeps clarifying that. Everyone thinks that Mary's a lesbian. She does give me lesbian, you know, Airbnb owner vibes, you know. I like, doesn't she, you know, like a bed and breakfast? Like, she's a cute little lesbian bed and breakfast owner, you know. But she's not, apparently. She says she's straight. I always forget too that Mary was catfished by that woman that pretended to be a man and then was a woman. I don't know. The whole thing is like shady. But if you know someone single that wants to be with Mary, I mean, I think she's probably doing pretty well. They're about to pop off and be real rich. They're about to be rich after season 17. Because they all left Cody, so now there's so much interest in what's going to happen next. I put this up already on my social media, but Peyton Brown. Peyton accidentally let it slip that the new season of Sister Wives will be out this fall. So I would say in September. This isn't shocking, by the way, because fall is usually a big time that they launch their most popular shows. The weather's turning. People are staying inside more. They're watching more television. But sounds like it's going to be September that we're going to get a new season of Sister Wives, season 18. Isn't that going to be so good? And I told you here first that Cody and Robin are auditioning. I think it's all fake now for the show, but they are auditioning new Sister Wives. They are. And they did meet one Sister Wife who wasn't feeling them. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of 5-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Shman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. So there you go. The other big thing that's happening is, this is the part about being famous or even being semi-famous. I don't know if I could deal with. But now, can you believe this? New details. David Woolley, who's with Christine Brown, there's new details about his ex-wife who took her own life. Very sad story. The Sun. Leave it to The Sun. I swear, the sun has like no morals. You know what I'm saying? The Sun will go anywhere. Well, there's a new paparazzi shot of Christine Brown and David Woolley out. And now they've done an expose. The Sun has done an expose. How does The Sun keep getting away with doing this? Although I guess they say that this was made public by court records, so they could. They now have done a deeper dive into David Woolley's first marriage, which he had 8 children with his wife, who took her own life in 2012 and left a note. The note and the details of the note are now being made public thanks to The Sun. The Utah construction executive, his late wife was Margaret Lucille Sullen Woolley, passed away in June of 2012. Of course, her family is still mourning her death. Her daughter, and David Woolley's daughter, is here on TikTok, does a lot of great TikTok videos, and, you know, is running David's social media, allegedly. Allegedly, that was a hot tip I got, which makes sense. Again, the guy is like a successful construction guy. Like, I don't think he's running his own social media. Like, I don't think the guy's on Instagram posting pictures. And, you know, good for their families. Everybody seems super supportive. David Woolley's kids, Christine Brown's kids, everyone seems super supportive. Peyton Brown came out and said, you know, he's happy for his mom. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't really care. Like, he's not really a big fan of David Woolley's. He's okay with it, but he's not going to be like a big champion for it. Okay, wait, let me thank some sponsors here, and then I'll get into the rest of what was apparently found by David's ex-wife. And this is like, not ex-wife, but late wife. Oh my God, all this dirt comes up, I tell you. Okay, number one, if you are looking to advertise and reach thousands of women, your business needs to be here on The Sarah Fraser Show, okay? You want a TikTok video? Any of the above. You can do a sponsorship here on the show. You can do targeted dynamic ad insertion. Well, what the fuck does that mean? It basically means you could target women. If you have a construction business in Utah, you can just target my listeners that live in Utah or Washington, D.C. or a region. Whether you are a doctor, a dentist, whether you have a social media marketing company, you need to reach thousands of engaged women that are here, and my fellas as well, that engage with me every single week on the podcast. The Sarah Fraser Show is a top-rated podcast in Apple's top 200, actually make that top 100 TV and film podcasts, most download in the world. Email me for rates, thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. Also, if you're looking for the best plastic surgeon in the D.C. region, he's an amazing advertiser, Dr. McGee at CosmeticPlastics.com. He's known for his mommy makeovers. He's been in business for more than 20 years, and he's board certified. Oh, my God. Do not be like those Americans that went to Mexico trying to save money on a mommy makeover. It is worth the extra $10,000. Save the extra 10 grand and go to somebody extremely reputable. That's Dr. McGee. Breast augmentation, breast lift, liposuction, tummy tuck, C-section scar, he can cover that up as well. Make your appointment at CosmeticPlastics.com and get 10% off as a new patient when you tell them that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. All right. So according to the police report, we're back talking sister wives, by the way. If you're just joining my TikTok live or you went to the bathroom and you hit pause on the podcast, then you came back. Sister wives, the Sun has now done an expose on David Woolley's late wife who tragically took her own life. Now, I don't feel terrible talking about this because David Woolley's own daughter, who's here on TikTok, has talked about her mom, which I think is a wonderful tribute, and talked about it because now they're in the public eye. Best way to handle things, don't let the fucking press get a hold of it. Tell your own story. And so I give David Woolley and his kids credit because they've done that. According to the police report, she was found unconscious in a hotel room and not breathing. And she'd also left a note. Now, in the note, she does, and her behavior had been erratic. You know, she'd gone to a hotel room. They'd called the police, said that she was missing. I think the police have to wait like 24 hours because a lot of people come back. They ended up doing a welfare check. And she was not breathing, found in a hotel room. And her last words, Margaret did leave a note. Part of those details have been revealed, mostly because in the note, she says signs of abuse were ignored by her loved ones. And she actually says about David, she slams David and she says, you, quote, you took everything and anything good in me and broke it with your controlling, manipulative ways. Please be a better father than you could ever be a husband. Now, according to sources, the Sun reached out to David and a few of his children. A source close to David told the U.S. Sun that the father of eight is not ashamed of anything. He believes it's a note and that's all it is. The source added, when people are depressed, they can say a lot of things. And when someone's on their deathbed dying, they're going to say a lot of things. They say that Margaret was quite sick with depression and other things leading up to it. She also did not want a funeral, but they ended up doing a funeral service, which I always think is a good idea because it's for the people that are still here. And they say that Margaret's children are still hurting and grieving to this day. So again, I give David Woolley's family credit. I think they're doing a good job of like speaking out. I think they're doing a good job handling all this press. It's not easy. But they are commenting when stories are coming out, and David and Christine look to be very happy. And look, I mean, Christine Brown is hot, hot, hot. She is very famous right now, so they're under a lot of scrutiny with that. So there's your latest Sister Wives tea. Did Gwendolyn? Gwendolyn does on her YouTube page every single week. She does some sort of recap. I enjoy watching them. I get messages from you guys that say you can't subscribe to Gwendolyn's page because you think she's too woke. So I don't know. Does she talk a lot? I usually read the recaps that, you know, like I just got to pay the money and subscribe. I just fucking hate subscribing to people's shit, but I will. And you guys always complain I have too many commercials. So maybe I should go to subscription, no commercials. Cause people are like, I love your podcast, but I can't listen to all them damn commercials. Well, you know, sorry. I mean, I guess I could make it paid, but I don't want to fucking subscribe to someone's thing every week. So Gwendolyn, you know, she's had a lot to say about everybody, a lot to say about Cody, and puts out weekly updates if you want to see those. Also, as a reminder, this is like, okay, reality television. You guys know I'm obsessed with reality TV. I'm so grateful to Lifetime. Tonight, Wednesday, March 22nd, my husband and I are going to be on Lifetime's Couples Couch. Couples Couch! Have you been watching Married at First Sight season 16? Oh! My girl Clinton Gina, never going to make it. Ari, Aris and Jasmine, maybe. I go back and forth with Aris and Jasmine. I really do. Shaq and Kirsten, can they make it? I go back and forth as well. My money is on Chris and Nicole. But anyway, my husband and I are going to be on two episodes of Lifetime's Couple Couch, including tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8:03 Pacific Standard Time. Check us out. If you've always been curious about my husband, what he looks like, and how he puts up with my shenanigans, it's there. So shout out to Lifetime. I can't believe we're going to be on Couple's Couch and Married at First Sight. I'm so honored. Honored! I love that show. Honored. People are back on my TikTok going, who blocked you? Tammy Slayton from 1,000-Pound Sisters. If you know Tammy, tell her I love her. I can't believe, I'm devastated. And I think I'm going to start a GoFundMe to go to Kentucky and do my Barbara Walters interview. I cannot even believe that I got blocked by Tammy Slayton. Fans are very upset about 1,000-Pound Best Friends. Did you hate the way that the season finale ended? It's being called one of the most disastrous season finales of all time. Why is that? Well, Megan finally gets married, but we don't see any of the aftermath. We don't see them going on a honeymoon, any of the details. Vanessa has lost over 200 pounds. She now weighs 229 pounds. Fans wanted to see more. If she's going to get skin removal surgery, how much more weight she's going to lose. And the whole thing kind of ends with a big like cliffhanger, like in the middle of a scene, basically. People are saying, so this season was about Megan getting married and Tina being a pain in the ass. Great. We need more than that. People are feeling like 1,000-Pound Best Friends. It's kind of becoming like a cult following. And people are mad with the network. Like they didn't think that they were even going to have a successful season two. So they ended it prematurely. Vanessa has been on my podcast, by the way. So if you want to hear Vanessa's story from 1,000-Pound Best Friends, Google Sarah Fraser, Vanessa, 1,000-Pound Best Friends. The episode will come up. I've done like more than, I think I've done something like 1,300 episodes, so I can't remember the episode number. But it's 1,000-Pound Best Friends will be back. The ratings have been actually really good. So that show did really well. It's gotten a lot of chit-chat online if you are interested in that. On Wednesdays or, you know, on this episode of my TLC talk, I always talk about mostly just TLC things. But I did happen to watch, has anyone watched HQ? The HQ documentary on Hulu? It's really good. Did anyone play that game back in the day? HQ? I never got into it. Every fucking person I knew because I used to work like in the office of Fox 5 DC. I still do, but like everyone I knew and at my podcast studio at the time in DC, everyone was playing HQ. Like everyone was like, you got to get on. I go, okay, look, I love trivia, you know? And then at the end, they'd be like, oh my God, if you win, you're going to get 10 cents. 10 fucking cents? No. I am not doing that. Like all this, and I got to wait up until 9 o'clock at night. Nah, pass. Anyway, so I was never a fan of HQ. All right. But they did a documentary. I had no idea. I had no idea about all the drama with HQ. I didn't realize that the two founders of HQ, Russ and Colin Kroll, were the guys that invented Vine. It's a tragic story. It's, people are like, we've never heard of HQ. Well, I guess it was short-lived, you know? The HQ phenomenon was only like a couple years. Scott Rogowski was the host. You guys remember Scott? Very popular. He now has like a clothing store, a vintage like sports clothing store here in Santa Monica. But the story is wild. And I will not, I mean, I don't want to, actually, sure. I guess that spoiler alert. If you don't want to hear about the HQ documentary, you can just turn it off. I'll give you a sec. Okay. Spoiler alert. Colin Kroll dies at the end of... I didn't even know this. The guy was like a genius. He was like such a programming genius. He and Russ were like, they had a horrible business relationship. Oh my God. So many of us can relate to that, right? How many, like, I think about my time on Hot 99.5, The Kane Show. Like, it started out so great. We were all like doing amazing. And then by the end, everyone hates each other. No one's speaking. So that was like Colin and Russ. They were not speaking. They develop HQ, like the hottest live trivia game ever popping off. Tons of stars get involved. The Rock, Kevin Hart, Kelly Clarkson, like all these celebrity guests. Jimmy Kimmel takes over and celebrity guests for a night. Anyway, they could never really figure out how to make money from it. And the two guys had such polar opposite ideas of where the company should go. They never, it never worked. And then they end up kind of outing Russ. Colin's taking over. He has this idea of making it the one-stop, like, gaming kind of app where people come and play multiple different games. But he dies of a drug overdose in his apartment in New York City. Six people have since been arrested for it, and it was one of those designer drug kind of situations where the drug dealers, you would type them different things like, ooh, I'll take, like, the spinach wrap, and that basically meant, like, I don't know, marijuana laced with cocaine joints or something. Like, they had all these other meanings. Very tragic. Anyhow, I love a good documentary. That and the, but you can skip it. It was so stupid. I was so angry. What was the MH370, the airplane that went missing on Netflix? Dumbest documentary, the Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. Horrible. I feel terrible for the victims of this. The MH370 documentary, you can completely skip. Another spoiler alert, by the way. Spoiler. They don't tell you jack shit. Absolutely. From when they start, it's like a three-part document. They drag this shit out to tell you absolutely nothing. To this day, they have no idea what happened to that flight. They don't know. They have no clue. They have all these speculations. And the only guy that is like actually makes any sense is an older aviation guy on there who basically says, what was his theory? I think he believes... Oh, he believes that the pilot, it was a murder-suicide. That's what he believes. He believes that that guy, because that guy, the pilot of the Malaysia Flight 370, they go back to his home, the FBI does, and he had one of those flight simulators, and he essentially takes the exact same flight path of the Malaysia Airlines flight, detours it, and then like drags the... There's something, but anyway, it's so suspicious, and it's that. But there's so many fucking stupid wild theories. Like it was a Russian terrorist job. It's so stupid. It's so dumb. And I hate even talking about it because all these people come out of the woodwork and they go, "You don't even know what you're talking about. Have you researched who was on that airplane?" It's like, oh my God, the conspiracy. I can't stand the conspiracy. If conspiracies were really happening, don't we think their JFK would have been the biggest one? Now they've released all those documents, you know? Yeah, he was probably killed by the CIA. So actually, here I am. Like, there I go. You know what? Then you're right. Probably the conspiracies are right. I don't think he was killed by the CIA, but I think they probably had a heads up that he was going to be assassinated. And because he sort of took on CIA issues, they probably did very little to prevent it. There you go. All right. You guys can always follow me on my TikTok for more at The Sarah Fraser Show. That's basically everywhere I put things out. Someone said, I started watching that but couldn't get into it. I believe you're talking about the Malaysia Flight 370, MH370. Yeah, zero facts or real info, just some theories. And of course, everybody makes money off of their conspiracy theories by writing books, getting paid appearances. So there's all that. All right. And people are saying that Vanessa is going to look better than Angela Deem. She needs dental work too, but I'm sure she'll get it done. Sponsored by the show. I agree. So happy for Vanessa from 1,000 Pound Sisters. Me too. All right. If there's anything you want me to cover in the 90 Day Fiancé world, Sister Wives World, or if you have scoop, you can always email thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. That's the email. Love you all. Be sure to be tuning in March 22nd, Wednesday night, tonight, when this podcast airs, to Lifetime's Couples Couch, 11 p.m. My husband and I will be on Married at First Sight. Bye, everybody!